Hello there. My name is Kirby. And of course, today is a very special day. It's the Chorus Radiothon for Children's. And since we can't be together in person, we have taken things virtual this year. And I want to introduce you to my guests, Chris and Daniel. But before I do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Daniel's story, okay? He's 7 years old. He's from London. And when he was only 6 months old, he developed a rash. And so he had tests done. Doctors didn't seem, you know, that concerned. And then when Daniel turned 1 year old, he had a fever that wouldn't break. And that's when doctors determined that it was an autoinflammatory disease, sent him to Toronto. And it was then determined that Daniel had a blood disorder that was life-threatening. And they put him on a lot of steroids. Doctors had no idea what was going on with Daniel. And so they tested him for everything, but everything came back negative. Daniel does have an autoinflammatory disorder, one that doctors have never seen before. And on top of that, also has a lung disease. And so as of today, Daniel doesn't have a diagnosis. And that's where Children's kind of comes in, because Daniel has to receive meds. And Chris, this is where you can maybe jump in and tell us a bit more about those puzzling months of Daniel's journey and when doctors were trying to figure out what was going on with him.
Yeah, for sure. It's very complex. There are a lot of different issues that have developed as a result of this autoinflammatory disease. And in the beginning, it was very, very scary because, of course, he had ongoing fever for 28 days that wouldn't break, and it caused him to stop walking. He had, of course, this blood disorder that was flaring up, that was life-threatening. They had to get him on high doses of medications. And then once they were able to get that controlled, then he was able to go home. But that wasn't the end for us. It's kind of been ongoing. He needs to have constant medications. We're back and forth to hospital all the time. For a long, long time, he was having painful daily injections. That's now switched to every 2 weeks. He still has to have injections, and then infusions at hospital every month he's there. So
wow. And Daniel, you want to say hello, don't you?
One med didn't even work at all.
It not
made
at all
me super angry, and I would literally punch anything I saw.
Oh, wow. So you're not on that medicine anymore, I take it. Because you don't look that angry to me right now.
My mind's quite zen.
Oh, I like your language.
That's amazing. Or if you call fighting snakes zen.
Well, so for some people, that might be zen, you know? Daniel, let me ask you, do you like the Children's Hospital?
Of course.
I love that. You must have friends there, Daniel.
At least a whole bunch of them.
Well, that's good to hear. Chris, what can you say about the care that Daniel receives at Children's?
His care team is one of the best. We love them dearly. They spend a lot of time on Daniel's case. And they include us in the conversations. They certainly don't rush through anything, even though they've seen him constantly, ongoing, all the time. They're like family to us, and we really appreciate them a lot.
And Daniel, I've heard a lot about this Erica, your child life specialist. Can you tell us a little bit about Erica?
Yes. She's really good with kids, obviously. Loves her job. She helps me through some of the mental problems, such as my
needles are really hard.
Yeah, such as my needles. And also, every time I see a needle, my amygdala overreacts, although I know it's painless.
Wow, you are so well spoken for a 7-year-old, Daniel. It's absolutely amazing.
I've gone past grade 11 learning.
Wow, that is incredible. You know what? This is what I love. I love getting to know you kids, because you know what? Some of you are smarter than us adults.
Definitely when they've gone through a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of want to talk about how it's been with Daniel's care at Children's during this pandemic, because Chris, maybe you can talk first a bit about what that's been like going to the hospital. And obviously being that his immune system is compromised, you have to be very careful these days.
Yes. And because he also has lung issues as well, then when COVID happened and we went through the first lockdown, it was very, very scary for us, for our family. And we wanted to do everything that we could to keep Daniel safe. Our team at the hospital kind of has gone above and beyond to make sure that the medications, if we were able to switch from an infusion to an injection at home, that was an option for us, because that limited the amount of travel that we needed to make to hospital. The hospital itself has all of these precautions in place, and they have been very good, but it's a very scary time, particularly for families of sick kids.
And that's what I've heard from a number of people involved in today's Radiothon, is that as a family, you know, you got to try and stay safe and healthy. And you have these kids that are immune compromised that you're taking into a hospital. But it sounds like the people over at Children's do a fantastic job at making the whole process just a little easier.
Yeah, they're definitely trying really, really hard. And having people like Erica is vital, because of course the kids are isolated all the time. And then when they go to the hospital now, they are even more so isolated. Everyone's gowned and masked, but seeing a familiar face, seeing someone who's a part of their team, their care team, who's worked through some of the mental struggles with them, it's very grounding for them. And it's really good. It provides a lot of strength for the kids when they're going through a hard time. And we're all going through a hard time right now.
Absolutely. Now, Daniel, how do you feel visiting Children's Hospital during the pandemic, seeing everybody with their masks on and you have to wear a mask? How's that been for you?
Kind of scary with this disease going around, because obviously hospitals are filled with viruses and all that. But otherwise, I'm totally okay.
Well, that's good. I saw, you know who I saw? I saw Ollie the Clown, and I didn't even get to see his red nose because he had a mask on it. Ollie's awesome. Hey, do you ever get to see him?
Not as much, but yes.
Right. Yeah. Awesome.
Well, it's been in his brain when we see him.
Now, Chris, obviously, with today's Radiothon, we need people's support, because it's about those donations that make it extra special for kids just like Daniel today. So anything that you would like to say about Children's would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, of course. I hope people will listen to these kids' stories, listen to Daniel's story, and feel compelled to donate to the Children's Hospital. They're doing amazing work for the kids. They're providing support, a holistic support for the family, by having programming like Child Life and having Ollie there. And so please donate. Our family, Daniel, are very appreciative.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day to chat.
Of course.
You guys said that you were there at the Radiothon last year in person, and obviously this year it's a little different. Daniel, do you remember the Radiothon last year? What was your favorite things about it?
It was a lot more exciting because I got to run around the hall like 3 times.
There were a lot of characters, hey?
Yeah. And also the one who sewn my cape before.
Oh, your cape?
Nicole, you know, the girl who...
Nicole, yeah.
And she sews our drawing to life.
Yes, Nicole. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's sad this year that we can't have everybody together. Maybe next year. But again, thank you guys so much for taking time to chat with me. Again, you can, you know, change a child's life just like Daniel's with a donation today. You can call us at 1-844-550-KIDS or go online at childhealth.ca/radiothon to help ensure that kids receive the best possible care. Thank you so much. For FM 96, I'm Kirby.